Ukraine security issue.
August 22nd marks the 180th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russia's full-scale invasion. The invaders continue shelling Ukrainian territory. Two civilians were killed as a result of the occupiers' war crimes in the Donetsk region. Four civilians were wounded in the Dnipropetrovsk region, where the Russians launched attacks in the Nikopol, Kryvyi Rih and Sinelnikiv areas. Nikopol was shelled three times with over 40 missiles. Kharkiv and Mykolaiv came under fire during the night. In the morning hours, Russian missiles struck an infrastructure facility in the Odessa region. Operational Command South confirmed that the Kh-59 missile was fired from the Su-35 aircraft from the Black Sea region. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, over the past day Russia has lost 7 tanks, a helicopter, and 4 air defense systems. The enemy forces suffered their biggest losses in the Donetsk region. Yuri Ignat, spokesman for the Air Force Command of Ukrainian Armed Forces, reported that the Ukrainian army destroyed 9 Russian drones yesterday and 7 more over the past day. Unmanned aerial vehicles pose a serious security threat, since the occupiers deploy them for their reconnaissance on the front line as well as inside the country in order to launch missiles on the positions they discover. According to Yuri Ignat, Ukraine's air force is prepared for any scenario on the 24th of August, noting that Ukraine is aware of the presence of Russian aircraft in quote-unquote dozens of airfields in Belarus, Crimea and Russia. Ukraine is also aware of enemy rocket systems surrounding Ukrainian territory. Earlier, the Ministry of Internal Affairs of Ukraine urged locals to be especially vigilant during the 24th of August, which marks Ukraine's Independence Day. President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned Ukrainians that Russia could try to do something particularly ugly, something particularly vicious this week. If Russia goes ahead with its short trial over Ukrainian prisoners of war in the temporarily occupied city of Mariupol, this will be the line beyond which any negotiations are impossible, President Zelensky said in a recent address. The Ukrainian president warned that in Mariupol the ground was being prepared for an absolutely disgusting and absurd show trial. But whatever the occupiers are planning, the response of our state shall be unequivocal, Zelensky stressed. If this despicable show trial takes place, if our people are brought into this scenario in violation of all agreements, all international rules, if there is abuse, this will be the line beyond which any negotiations are impossible. Russia will cut itself off from negotiations. There will be no more conversations. Our state has said everything. World leaders have received appropriate signals from us. Everyone understands everything. They all understand what the occupiers are doing and what the dangers are. They understand that Ukraine shall not tolerate this. Ukraine shall not tolerate the torment of these people who are true heroes of their motherland. They have defended the freedom of their people from invaders on their land. According to Ukrainian intelligence, a short trial of fighters of the Azov Regiment is being prepared in temporarily occupied Mariupol. In August, Russia officially recognized the unit as a terrorist organization and banned its activity on the territory of Russia. Earlier this month, Russian media platform Life published video footage of metal cages being assembled in the Mariupol Philharmonic Theater that they plan to use as a courtroom. Russia has made several announcements in their intentions to hold the trial. Mariupol mayor Vadim Bochenko has also assumed that the occupiers are preparing to stage the trial of Ukrainian prisoners of war on the 24th of August. Ukrainian intelligence warns that the Russian invaders may carry out provocations and place the blame on the Ukrainian armed forces. The Ukraine versus Russian Federation case in the United Nations International Court with allegations of genocide may informally turn into the World versus Russian Federation case. Over 40 countries, together with the European Union, have reiterated their support for Ukraine's application instituting proceedings against the Russian Federation before the International Court of Justice under the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, which seeks to establish that Russia has no lawful basis to take military action in Ukraine on the basis of unsubstantiated allegations of genocide. In the United Nations International Court of Justice, Ukraine argues that Russia must be held accountable for manipulating the notion of genocide to justify aggression, saying it was Ukraine carrying out genocide prohibited by convention. The International Criminal Court is also investigating other war crimes of Russia and its crimes against humanity. Ukraine has addressed the international community, suggesting to create a special tribunal to prosecute crimes of aggression against Ukraine. Forbes Ukraine magazine published the national list 30 under 30 for 2022. The list united young Ukrainians who are winning now and will rebuild the country in the future. The publication notes that this year the list is special. The list of 30 in 2022 is not like the previous ones. Two candidates, Roman Ratushny and Alexander Kukurba, died during the compilation of the list. Four nominees are in Russian captivity. The war doesn't look at the date of birth and takes away the young from the best. Therefore, we made a separate article about the young heroes who were killed by the Russians in this war, the editors noted. This year's list brought together military personnel, volunteers, businessmen, musicians, athletes, and media persons. Forbes Ukraine magazine publishes the annual 30 Under 30 list for the third time. The essence of the project is to find and show society young people who will influence the future of their industries. Ukraine has received another 5,000 antenna terminals for Starlink satellite communications from Elon Musk's company, announced Mikhailo Fedoriv, Minister of Digital Transformation of Ukraine. Including this last delivery, Ukraine has received a total of over 20,000 Starlink terminals. Starlink is a SpaceX company project that provides users access to broadband internet in remote and rural locations across the globe with a download speed of 1 Gbps.